Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. This is your host, Queen Tahira. Sign of the Times is brought to you by the UAC, the United African Coalition for Justice and Human Rights, and New Power Radio Network. We began the UAC after the unjust Zimmerman verdict of July 2013 and are celebrating our sixth year on the air as New Power Radio Network and Sign of the Times. So we want to thank you for your continued support, love, and appreciation that you've shown to us over the past 6 years. We'd like to ask you to support our sponsors, Culture, headed by Dr. James Jones. You can find Dr. Jones on Facebook as James Jones and as Manhood, Race, and Culture as a liking group page. Also support Arlie Gordon of Unity Design. Unity is spelled U-N-I-T-E-E. Please reach out to Brother Arlie on Facebook as well as on the World Wide Web at unitydesign.com. So tonight's the first night we've been on in about 6 months. We had to take a brief break, and we're glad to be back on the air. Tonight's broadcast will be an hour long. We'll have the first half an hour on the live stream, And the second half an hour will be recorded, but you'll have to call in at 914-338-0532, 914-338-0532 to listen to this broadcast in its entirety. So tonight we want to welcome Minister Zen Uru. I'm going to go ahead and open up his mic from the Hip Hop Nation. Greetings, Brother Uru. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. Teaching much love. Thanks for having me on the radio show. I appreciate this.
Ashe, we appreciate you, brother. You're always so positive when I see you on your posts on social media and the words that you use in your lyrics, even though, some of these things that you sent me today, like they scorched the earth. I'm going to start off playing that, if you don't mind, to kind of set the tone, if you will, for tonight's conversation, and then come back and use it.
Okay, word. Yeah, that sounds good. Thanks. I appreciate this.
Ashe, let me go ahead and put this joint on. It's called They Scorched the Earth, and tonight's guest, again, is Zen, Z-I-N-U-R-U, Uru. You can find him on social media and on Instagram. We're going to check this joint out, and we'll be right back.
We survive Armageddon. We survive Armageddon. We survive Armageddon. We survive Armageddon. Do. Burn the West Coast with chemical flames, the chemtrails drop like acid rain. Fall through the earth, day and night, aluminum dust makes thermite, and then ignites and burns hot like hell. But on the news, they will not tell. They keep lying while people dying, children burning, them mothers crying. Animals caught up in the flame, rocks and trees, they feel the pain. It's insane what they plan, scorch the earth and they sell the land. They make a profit and take your shit. What the fuck are we dealing with? Are you pissed or you just don't care when apocalypse is up in the air? Everywhere on Mother Earth, from the highest mountains to the lowest earth, we have war for the soul of man, and I pray right now for the promised land. Understand that what you fear, Armageddon is right here, strong and nearer every day, and let God's light shine the way. And I don't play with the word I speak or the truth I spit from out my beak, and I will seek that bright new day. NWO will fade away, out of the ashes we will rise. Hip-hopia, no compromise.
World on fire, they go to the earth. Do not forget it, for life is worth. In the future, we have won. We survive Armageddon. World on fire, they go to the earth. Do not forget it, for life is worth. In the future, we have won. We survive Armageddon.
Spend time on truth and not vanity. And what would happen on Mother Earth if we unite and make it work? Reorganize and build our people. We look to God and not to evil. And I can see it's been ordained. My soul's on fire. I fan the flame. Say a prayer for all the witness. We change our karma through forgiveness. I speak to many. This is the truth. Right now, I speak to you. So little time is in this life to make a change and make it right. To be the light for someone else. A helping hand out of this hell.
World on fire, they scorch the earth. Do not forget it, for life is worth. In the future, we have won. We survive Armageddon.
Zinaru, I feel the pain of the animals trapped in the flame. From a timber wolf to a tree squirrel, mountain lion, this is the world. Little bitty sparrow to a bald eagle, dragonfly to a dung beetle. All the ants, all the flies, all the bees, all the hives, all the lizards, all the snakes. Who speak for them? What is their fate? Be a voice for the voiceless. Be a choice for the choices. The reason for Armageddon will be revealed in the days to come. Under the sun ain't nothing new till we decide what we're gonna do. Make a choice in the final hour. How will you use your power? Willpower is a gift. So what you gonna do with it? It don't matter where you at.
that, you be the love, and just like that, change the world, just save one, not just some, but for everyone. Feed the hungry, teach the kids, recreate a better way to live. Turn to God before the trial, be prepared, it's been a while. Take that time, divine you, heart and soul, in community, speak for men, this is true, right now I speak to you.
Welcome back to Sign of the Times, everybody. Tonight's guest is Zen Uru, Minister Zen Uru. Welcome back, Minister Zen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really, truly appreciate this.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We have to stick together. And like you said, you know, forgiveness and uniting is the way we're really going to be able to heal, not Earth as a whole. So please introduce yourself to the listeners and talk a little bit about your message in your music.
You said my name is Minister Zen Uru. I'm a minister for the Temple of Hip Hop. I've been a student of the Temple of Hip Hop and our founder, the teacher KRS-One, since 2004. I've had the honor of getting to travel the world with the teacher to different countries and all over the United States as well, as an ambassador for hip-hop culture, and also as a student of the culture. And, as you know, my name being a minister, it's a little different than the traditional minister. As a minister of the culture, it's my duty to inspire the culture to become and grow what it's meant to become and grow. And, you know, that means from hip-hop heads and hip-hoppers that are in their 50s and 60s all the way down to their early teens and 20s. So, you know, we're in a situation in the world right now where we have very little control over the happenings of our environment beyond our immediate reach, meaning that, you know, we don't have access to our own resources, whether that's growing our own food for our communities, whether that's, you know, having access to our own clean water, access to safe streets for our children to live on. And even out in public now, as we've seen with these mass shootings, you know, it's pretty much the general consensus is it's not safe to go anywhere. Kids can't go to school until safe. They can't go to a movie until safe. Adults are the same way, you know, same thing for the adults. And so my message is this, is that in Martin Luther King's famous I Have a Dream speech, if you read the I Have a Dream speech, which is actually about halfway through, he goes into a freestyle. He starts speaking from his heart, and that we, hip-hop culture, are the living embodiment and the fulfillment of Martin Luther King's dream, and that once we realize this and wake it up and wake up to our own cultural heritage, to our own unique divinity, our own unique voice, that the problems that we see in the world, we will actually be able to reinterpret those, change them to our advantage, and build our own city, Hip-Hopia, and build our own future together. So that's just, I mean, I could go on for days about all of that, but that's just it in a nutshell. And the Liberator album, which I'm going to be dropping on August 15th, you just played a track off of that. The Liberator album is addressing a lot of the problems in the world. Some things may be contributed to quote-unquote conspiracy theorists, or also things that we see in the news on the daily. But what I feel to myself as an artist, what my goal is to do is to not only address those things that are maybe hard to address or hard to talk about for people, but also to offer a useful solution, to offer up hip-hop as a solution to our suffering and to our problems. And the first song that we just heard called The World's on Fire, or actually the name of the track, I think I sent it to you, called The World's on Fire, but the name of the track is called We Survive, and the chorus is We Survive Armageddon. I live here on the West Coast, and when I wrote that song, the entire West Coast was in flames. Right before I wrote that song, I drove from all the way up in the northern part of Oregon, from Portland all the way down to the Bay Area, and the whole drive for 12 or 14 hours, whatever that drive is, there was hazy smoke in the air. It felt like the apocalypse, and so I ended up writing, inspired a lot by that, and just recently driving through a lot of the area that got burned down. It's horrendous what happened here in California. And, you know, these things get blamed on quote-unquote global warming or climate change. But that song addresses the fact that when we do the research, that the climate is only being changed through man-made manipulation and not just by accident of us driving cars. It's also, in California, we have what's called chemtrails, and also in other parts of the United States. And, you know, and those are when these planes crisscross the sky in grid patterns, and they leave these trails that dissipate, and they either kill cloud coverage or they create cloud coverage. And those clouds have been known to have soft metals in them. Up in Plumas County, where I lived for a little while, up in the mountains, there's researchers up there who tested the water and the forest ground itself and found a lot of soft metals, including barium and aluminum. And those two things together, I said in the song, they create it's thermite. Thermite is used to melt steel together, to weld steel together. It burns so hot that it welds steel together. And so they're dropping this fine mist powder, which not only do we inhale, goes into our food, but it also sits on the trees. And these fires, they spread really quick. And it's been known that PG&E starts these fires, which is our local electric company in California, that these fires are started at their station. They're not some accident. These things are done purposefully. They're burning down. It's called Agenda 21. I just want to encourage people to look into these things with an open mind and an open heart, and to take fear. The purpose of the Liberator album is to take fear and push that aside, or to embrace that fear and really look at it from the eyes of victory. Look at it from the eyes of empowerment, and know that these things that are being done to us, no matter how horrendous they may be, that we actually have the power as the people, and that that power actually lies in us. And as we wake up, we are that sleeping giant that can awaken and set things right in this world.
Wow. I mean, you touched on quite a few things that are key. One of the things that has kept us on the air and kept us moving forward despite our obstacles is the facts that you mentioned, the fact that we do know that there's power in the people, and that, you know, if we galvanize our energies, if we start to move just a little bit differently, we can see a lot of progress made. But my thing is, brother, is that I'm worried about our young people. One, the fact that there's such an attack, it seems like, on the environment, on them. We know that hip hop maintains a certain frequency, but it's not what it used to be. How can we use hip hop? How do you see hip hop being used as a tool, especially when it comes to us being able to bridge the gap, if you will, between, you know, I guess the older generation of hip hop and the newer generation of hip hop?
Oh, word. Yeah. You know, I've given that a lot of thought. I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, really, I see that there is a gap in the generations, but there is also a lot of unity within the generations too. I know a lot of hip-hop artists who are DJs whose children are MCs, or, you know, are carrying on the cultural traditions. But also there's a lot of young kids coming up whose parents may not have been involved in the culture, may not have been hip-hop, who are coming to hip-hop either through the mainstream or coming through what they see on the internet, and not really understanding or overstanding the cultural heritage that they are a part of as hip-hop, the cultural heritage of Zulu Nation, of Kool DJ Herc, of you know, the original forefathers back in the 70s in the Bronx, and what that really means, you know, what that really means to be part of something that's bigger than all of us as individuals. And I also would like to say that the key to me is responsibility. I see some disparity between the older, you know, the adults or the elders of our community, which is in pretty much in the 40s and maybe early 60s, you know, being kind of the elders of the community, being very hard on the youth. And you know, it's always like, well, this ain't like we did it in the 80s and 90s. And, you know, these kids don't know. And it's always this kind of like general broad stroke over the kids. And the kids are also looking at the adults, always like, well, you all old, you don't know nothing, you know. I think there has to become some responsibility. I'm actually disappointed as somebody who grew up on Boogie Down Productions and Public Enemy and, you know, the original movement, the roots movement, the grassroots movement of hip-hop. I'm somewhat disappointed in the lack of vision in today's youth. I don't blame them for that. But I also know that all great movements start with youth, and that the kids today could be inspired by movements like the Stop the Violence movement, could be inspired to rap about the culture and the history of the culture, could be inspired to rap about things beyond just themselves. And even the conscious community is very guilty of this. You know, I was thinking about this earlier, is that everybody, you know, in the community will be like, well, we don't need to hear songs about guns and hoes and violence. And, of course, we don't need to hear that. But I think any rap that is just always talking about how good your life is when there's so many people who are suffering and don't know a better way, I think there's not only there's some immaturity involved in that. And so a lot of conscious people will rap about how great their life is and how conscious it is. And that doesn't really strike a chord with me personally, because hip-hop is a teaching tool. Hip-hop is a way for us to express the injustice in the world. And rebel music, the greatest musicians are rebel. Bob Marley, rebel music. The Teacher, KRS-One, rebel music. The Clash in punk rock, rebel music. Bad Brains, rebel music. Public Enemy, rebel music. And I look at these groups, and I look at even Prince, you know. Prince was rebel music as a pop star when he painted Slave on his face, when he changed his name. The lyrics that he would cryptically put in to his music, these things have real meaning. And I feel that because a lot of kids didn't get to grow up on rebel music like we had in the 70s, late 70s, and through the 80s, and even peaking right into the early 90s, that they didn't grow up on that. They don't understand the true value of music as a voice for social justice. And if I could say anything, I would encourage the youth to embrace rebel music, to listen to a 80s band like Midnight Oil, listen to some of the older bands, like I mentioned earlier, The Clash, beyond just rap music, just music in general. Of course, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, a lot of the early reggae, they address social issues mixed with spirituality, mixed with solutions. And empowering songs. And that's what I'd like to hear from the youth. And also from the adults, or the more elder statesmen or whatnot, they've got to quit bashing the youth. The music is good that these kids make. They make great music. And it's every bit as good and it's every bit as important, but the message isn't there that we had growing up and that our generation is used to. And so I would encourage the youth to bring that back to hip-hop, to bring the education, to bring the inspiration, to bring the social awareness back to hip-hop. I would say this, that over the next 10 years, that those kids who are probably 15, 14, 16 right now, just starting to wrap their heads around hip-hop as a way to express themselves, that they start putting those messages of self-empowerment out. I'm not saying the kids, nobody's doing it right now, because there are track here and there, but the fire that can happen, the fire that these kids can inspire each other with, you know, they do look at us as old. They do look at us and sometimes as irrelevant, but there has to be mutual respect for the so-called generation gap. I believe it's all hip-hop. As the teacher said, you know, 50 years down the line, you know, they'll call us the old school artists. 100 years from now, when they look back at history, at hip hop history, the first 40 years of hip hop, which we're in, you know, August 11th, 1973, you know, in a couple more days, hip hop is gonna be 46 years old, and that to me is that 100 years from now, when people are looking back on hip hop as a history, the Kool Herc era is going to be seen the same as the era in today right now. There's not going to be a lot of difference 100 years from now than people look back, that they're going to be, well, that happened in 1985 and this happened in 2005. You know, that's like us when we look back to say that happened in 1805 and that happened in 1815. Like, our minds just like see the early 1800s as one group of people or one group of events happening. Maybe a real historian who really studies those things will look a little deeper. But for the general consensus, you know, we're all going to be lumped in together. And if we can start taking responsibility for how hip-hop looks and acts and presents itself in society, we'll have something that nobody else has. We'll have something that sidesteps the mainstream completely, sidesteps the New World Order agenda completely, and puts the power, like I said earlier, back with the people, back to the true people of the earth, which is beyond class, which is beyond color, which is beyond so-called race. All of these social constructs that we've been raised with, that we've been designated since we've been kids to think about, all these things that separate us, we'll come back to our wholeness as humanity. And it won't take that long. You know, it's like the 100th monkey syndrome they talked about, you know, where like once a certain amount of monkeys on this one island learn how to use a rock as a tool, that on another island, these other monkeys are doing the same thing. They're breaking coconuts with a rock, you know. And that has nothing to do. They're not learning from looking at each other. That's something that very unique in hip-hop culture. We talk about this in the Hip-Hop Declaration of Peace, is our unique collective consciousness. That there is a consciousness that is hip hop. That when I have been blessed to travel to Europe and communicate with people down in South America, go up to Canada, and all the way over to Nigeria and Africa, that we as hip hoppers are facing pretty much the same problems that require solutions. That, you know, we figured it out. It's not our fault that the United Nations hasn't figured out how to get along as different races. Hip hop has. We figured it out. We'd be better served to rule. That's that colonized words just pop out like that. We'd be much better served to govern the world, to be world leaders, so to speak, as hip-hop, than these old ideals of separation, these old ideals of different races and different countries. Because in hip-hop, we don't see that, you know, and it's sad because from one perspective. The other perspective is sad because in Nigeria, local MCs aren't getting heard on the radio. The same as Seattle, Washington, local MCs aren't getting heard on the radio. It's a travesty, because what happens is we look at hip-hop collectively at the mainstream, and then we think this is the reality of hip-hop because, you know, these skinny kids with too many tattoos on their face and rainbow-colored dreadlocks, we're all rapping, and there's nothing substance there. There's no soul there. But that's not hip hop music, and that's not hip hop culture. That's the rap music industry, which has nothing to do with hip hop at the end of the day. Yeah, a few hip hop.
That's right. Hold tight.
Stage.
Hold tight, Minister Zan. I want to remind the listeners to call in at 914-338-0532, 914-338-0532. The stream is going to be ending in about 2 minutes, but this is an hour-long broadcast, so you will be able to listen if you call in now, 914-338-0532. So, Minister Zan, let's put another track on real quick. Let's go to Seeing This. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool. I gave that one to you since Prince is the intro on this, so people know whose voice they're hearing.
Yeah, I you know me. As soon as I heard it, I was like, oh. He got my baby on there.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Yeah, I mean, and it's some some conspiracies around, you know, that too. But, yeah, you're listening to Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio, seeing this with Minister Zent. Be right back.
Dick Gregory, what he said affects all of us. He said something that really hit home about this phenomena of chemtrails. And, you know, when I was a kid, I used to see these trails in the sky all the time. And so that's cool. A jet just had been expected to see a whole bunch of them. And next thing you know, everybody in your neighborhood was fighting and arguing, and you didn't know why. Okay, and you really didn't know why. I mean, everybody was fighting.
I just cannot stop the ending. I can't get it off of my mind. I just cannot stop the ending. I can't get it off of my mind.
Everywhere that I look, I see the same thing. I see the same hopes, I see the same dreams. People working hard just to get by, just to pay the bills so that they can comply. It's evil versus evil in the government. You're voting for evil, it never made sense. This is not my system, these ain't my leaders. American citizen, you are a prisoner, a POW in the spoils of war. You're a consumer and we all want more. Go to the store, flex upward mobility. Send your children to a mind control facility. I mean a public school with the flagpole. The entire system is thought control, and we volunteer by our own free will. Wake the fuck up, society is ill.
I just cannot stop the ending. I can't get it off of my mind. I just cannot stop the ending. I can't get it off of my mind.
I'm keeping it real, I don't mix my words. Belief in the system is quite absurd. Ask the natives, they was here first. Their land got stolen by the white man's curse. They lie and they steal, no matter the amount. What you really think? Your fucking vote counts. Say 1,000 years ahead of you, hear what I speak. Most of us can't see beyond next week. They own the medication, they own the schools, they own the government, they make the rules. They own the military, they own the bombs, they own the tanks, they own the guns. Social Security, what does it do? It means they think that they own me and you. They got us locked in, we got them outnumbered.
Every distance, we can hear thunder.
I just cannot stop the ending. I can't get it off of my mind. I just cannot stop the ending. I can't get it off of my mind. I just cannot stop the ending. I can't get it off of my mind. I just cannot stop the ending. I can't get it off of my mind.
Are you seeing it now? The whole illusion, manufactured beliefs and institutions. Whatever happened to original man? Original land, the creator's plan. Who the fuck decided that we gotta pay taxes on stolen land? We got axes, chopping down a tree, build our own home, dirt and mud, sweat and bone. I'm in the zone, I will never forget all the fallen soldiers, what they represent. They murdered Prince, they murdered the king, they murdered Bob Marley, the prophet sing. Long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look. Some say it's just a part of it. We got to fulfill the book. Won't you, won't you, won't you help me sing? Let free, let free, let freedom ring.
Excellent. Sign of the Times, Minister Zent. Uru with the upcoming release of a CD called Liberate. So, Brother Zan, before we get cut off here on Blog Talk, please let the listeners know how they can reach you and tell us about the release that's coming up on August the 15th.
Okay, on August 15th, my newest album, Liberator, will be out. The two songs that you heard on here today are going to be there. You can Facebook me, just D-I-N space U-R-U. Also, I'm under Minista, M-I-N-I-S-T-A-Z-I-N-U-R-U on Instagram. And my email account is MINISTAZINURU@gmail. Feel free to reach out to me. At any time, you can also go to Bandcamp, Zinaru and the H Law Crew, and that's where the album will be up on next Wednesday, I believe it's the 15th. So, yeah, you can check me out on any of those platforms, and I'll have links also on my YouTube videos to the new album.
Ashe, and likewise, we'll keep the listeners of Sign of the Times aware of the links to find you at. Brother Zim, before we, I wanted to get into some discussion on your advice, your, I guess, what you want to leave is your legacy in the hip-hop arena. How do you want the future generations to remember Zen Uru?
Well, that's a good question. as somebody who wasn't afraid to speak out and somebody who wasn't afraid of any of these powers that want to be and their plots, you know, I was just thinking on that song, you know, I actually say, you know, they murdered Prince. I have no problem saying they murdered Prince. There's too much evidence that Prince's life did not end by a drug overdose and that Prince was murdered. And, you know, there's a rage in my heart, a thirst that needs to be quenched for justice on that. And because he meant so much to me as an artist. And, you know, these artists go in when they're young kids, they get signed to these labels. And they literally are signing their soul away when you read the contracts. They own the right to somebody's image, which is their persona. And, you know, my legacy is that I have no fear of the New World Order. I have absolutely no fear of these presidents or these hidden hand corporations or these people who are doing things behind the scenes. Absolutely no fear of them. They're weak. They're cowards. And they have no place on this earth doing what they are doing. And if my legacy is anything, it's that I have fear of them because I know I am hip-hop and I know that God is real and that God powers those of us who are willing to open ourselves up to that. And, you know, all the fallen soldiers, may they rest in power. I just know that as we wake up to the empowering force that is within each of us, that force that is hip-hop, that force that is God, that overnight that we can change this world. And that's a legacy that I want to leave behind is empowerment for our community, empowerment for hip hop.
The album comes out, we can get a track with Canvas and Scorch the Earth, if I have that title correctly. You know, I mean, we have to start dealing with where we are as a community, where we are as brothers and sisters. And, you know, it's just inspiring to know that hip-hop can be reclaimed, that we still do have the ability to influence, if you will, by raising our frequency and raising our vibrations. And so keep spreading the message, Brother Zan. We need people like you out here that aren't afraid to speak the truth to power.
Thank you, sister. I really appreciate it. And keep doing your thing, too. You know, our voices right now in 2019, it doesn't seem like we're gaining a lot of traction or a lot of listeners. But the most important thing is the quality of people who do hear what we're saying and do hear what the message is. And in the next 10 to 20 years, we're going to see that. We're the fire keepers of that. We're going to see that fire spread. We're going to see that spirit. We're going to see a soul awakening, a spiritual awakening over the next 20 years in hip hop. So, and that's just inevitable. That's the physics of hip hop itself. So, there's no need for anybody to feel. Mm-hmm. So nothing but positive and truth, but it does take action. It does take commitment and it does take real work.
That's right. That's right. The yin yang effect it's real. It's real, mm-hmm. And we've given our power away for far too long. I mean, you know, maybe some of us didn't know any better, but once you know better, you're supposed to do better. So I'm looking forward to continuing to deal with you and the Temple of Hip Hop. You know, I've always supported what you all do, going back to the international album that you all did. And so let's you know, spread the message and uplifting our people. And I want you to know that anytime you're ready to have a signing time, you're always welcome.
Oh, appreciate that. And, you know, I could talk for hours, so I appreciate this time. And I'm also wanting to shout out that we're working on a new mixtape called For the Culture. I'm putting that together, or, you know, a group of us is putting that together for Hip Hop History Month. So if there's any MCs out there who's interested in jumping on the track and having your voice heard, it's going to be a fundraiser. I'm not sure what we're going to – we haven't found the charity yet or the organization yet that we're going to raise funds for, but the mixtape will be out as a fundraiser. There's going to be a lot of great underground talent on that mixtape. It's called For the Culture. That will be out in November.
All right. We'll be looking forward, as well as the Liberator album on August the 15th.
August 15th.
We'll talk to you soon. All right.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you again, Queen. I appreciate you. All right.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon.
All right, everybody. We're going to go ahead and close out this evening. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your continued support. If you'd like to reach out to me, I can be found on Instagram at queen_Tahira, at Queen Tahira. Radio Network, and of course, Sign Other Times. And so, yeah, we're going to get this justice going, y'all, and change the frequency and uplift our people. Higher infinite power, healing our people is what we're all about. We'll see everybody soon. Salute.
Now, the control grid's an interesting thing. A lot of people don't realize what they're involved in. Just the simple fact of using credit cards, using smartphones, and all this automated system is the problem. People don't realize what it is. This system we're being led into is the new world order in itself. The 5G smart grid is the new world order.
NWO in full effect. What you gonna do to save your neck? Protect yourself, it's about to come. Not for some, but for everyone. This means you and your children. No escape from the burning building. Digital prison is everywhere. Spider web and up in the air. Trapping people, invisible net. Microwave into the chest. So complex, so pre-planned. Maybe now you overstand. All the warnings been sent to you. Did you ignore? What did you do? Seek more fame, get more attention. More cupcake for your new religion. Digital prison grown every day. Center root coming through to light the way. I see the day. It all crumbles, nature waves, mountains rumble, lava pours, new earth forms, her protection in the storm. God is coming, ain't nothing new. He's gonna ask, what did you do?
Now our God will shift all this shit we're dealing with.